another offensive rebound. There we go. Man, Butternut has been incredible underneath the hoop for rebounds tonight, both offensive and defensively. Mellon finally gets the ball off of that, though. Now Peters has the ball. It's a tie game. Can they take the lead? Open look for a three by number three. Amaya Hatterley, I believe is how you say her name. She misses her three attempt. Great look, though. If you're going to get a shot that wide open, you take it. All right. Went out of bounds. Butternut ball. Polinchak carrying the ball right now. Looking. Passes it over to Pritzel, who then gets it over to Isabel. Pass inside to Caitlin. Back up to Isabel. Long two-point attempt, and swish, it goes in. The score is now 19-17. Butternut in the lead. Something about Isabel right now on offense. When she has open look, she just takes it. I really appreciate that. Mellon does a great job. Gets it to their center underneath the hoop, and she goes. She first shot misses. She gets her own rebound and then makes it, making it again a tie game. 19-all, 1 minute and 44 seconds in the first half. Butternut's moving fast, and we have a foul. I think it was a reach-in foul. Let's see if they say. Yes, okay. So, Mellon got called for a reach-in foul, so Butternut gets passed in. Honestly, not the worst thing, because you're not in foul trouble as a team. You get to reset. Butternut was really pushing the pace, so you got to kind of reset, get your defense set up. All right, ball's getting passed around. Open look for Isabel. Ball misses. They get another offensive rebound. Gets the ball to Caitlin, who then takes a three-point attempt, and she makes it. 22-19 with a minute 23 in this first half. Mellon's looking, gets the ball to Peters, and so she's carrying. She's got a little bit of time. No reason to be in a hurry yet. Number 10 passes it underneath. We have an open look for another layup, and Millie misses, gets her own rebound again, and then she makes it off her own rebound. 21-22. She's a stud. I'm playing the whole game through her in the second half. Okay. Butternut, they're doing a great job of just getting open threes. Isabel misses this one, and then we have a defensive rebound made by Mealy. And now they're making their transition. 45 seconds in the first half, scores 21-22. Butternut. Let's see. There's a whistle blown to Linda Collins. Now, Butternut got called on a foul. So they're going to give free throw attempts to, that'll be Ellie Peters. All right, here we go. With an opportunity to tie the game with 43 seconds left in the first half. Ball's up, off the rim. Score remains 21-22, Butternut in the lead. There's no two ways around it right now. The free throw shooting for Mellon has not been good. But you can turn it around here. Here it comes. Ball is up, and it's off the back of the rim. And a great offensive rebound by Mealy, and then she gets fouled on her shot, on her attempt for a layup. Misses, but she, so there's no three-point opportunity. They're going to get two shots here. All right, Mealy right here, number 34. Ball up. Ball in. There we go. She is 3-for-3 on free throws tonight. Scores on 22-22 with an opportunity to take the lead. Home crowd getting into it. Let's see. And it's in. 23-22. Home team has taken the lead right before half, but there's still 40 seconds left in this half. Butternut has the ball. You can see the concentration. Bodying up. Passing around. Isabel takes the shot. Oh, it was almost good. Offensive rebound. They missed a travel call, but that's okay. Here we go. Caitlin has it passing inside. Tries to get by. The big center can't do it. And they're going to get... Oh, they're going to get called for a shooting foul. Butternut's doing a great job. They were able to move the ball around the perimeter there and then get a really quick inbound pass underneath. Goes for the layup, gets fouled. Two shots. Here we go. First one. In tie game, 23-all, 18.4 seconds left in the first half. What a great game. Second shot up and in. Swish, swish, back-to-back, 24-23, Butternut once again in the lead. Inbound pass, 17 seconds. Peters has it. She's looking. 13 seconds. Passes it over. Number 10, open look. Oh, off the rim, but she gets offensive rebound. Pass back outside at number 2. Gets it over to number 13. Peters takes a three-point shot. Misses, and then that's the end of the half. Woo! Oh, we got a game. Score is 23-24. Mellon with 23, Butternut with 24. We had a large deficit where Mellon was in the lead 6-1 to start the game. Butternut then only evened that out and brought it back. But then they got a huge lead, and then Mellon got rid of the deficit. And then they took the lead, and then Butternut took it right back. So we are having a game tonight. Well, we're going to take a 2-minute ad break for halftime before we come back for the Ford Bank halftime show. Don't go anywhere.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's the Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah! Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Welcome back to 103.1 Jack FM. Tonight's game brought to you by the Ford Bank Halftime Show. Tonight's game is Mellon Granite Diggers hosting the Butternut Midgets, and we have an incredibly competitive game tonight. The score is 23-24 with the away team, Butternut, in the lead. It's been a lot of fun. We're seeing a clashing styles of basketball teams here, where Mellon has, as the half has developed, as they have been passing the ball inside to Nylia Wiley, who's just been an absolute force underneath the hoop tonight in the paint, not only offensively but defensively. They've been unable, literally unable, to drive past her, and she's just setting her feet, and they can't do it. So she's been denying them opportunities under the hoop, as well as creating opportunities under the hoop for Mellon. If I had to choose MVP for so far, halftime MVP, it's unequivocally her. She's made every free throw. She's gotten her own rebounds of missed shots and then made them. So she is now, I think she's, I'm like 99.9% sure she's the score leader for Mellon. And going into the half, you know, you were able to rally after falling behind partway through the first half. And a lot of that had to do with her. So, I mean, I've said this before, that you can have a game plan all day right? You can think about it all day. It can be the coolest thing you've ever set up, you know. But at the end of the day, if a player gets hot, like, you just kind of like, you know, we're going to switch things up and we're going to play to that player because, I mean, they're either not getting stopped or they got the hot touch. They're just making everything. So I think it would be a nice adjustment for Millen. And the girls were setting it up themselves. You could tell that they were giving up perimeter shots and looking for opportunities to pass on the inside to set up Willie for the layup opportunities in the paint. And I love them. She's a sophomore. Man, she got two more years of dominating underneath the paint. Oh, okay. That sounds like a blast. And I was talking with a wonderful lady here in the stands. The last time these two teams met, Butternut had won by about 40. And so we're right now, you're seeing it. If that's the case, you know, Mellon's got something to prove here. This is their court. They don't want to lose like that again. And we'll see what the home team has to bring. They're losing right now, so they got to bring it back. Butternut, they are playing fast tonight. And not necessarily sprinting up and down the court, but they're playing full court press on defense, right? They've done the floating double team for a little bit. And then on offense, they've gotten so many points off of transition offense play, off of a intercepted pass, a steal, what, you know, maybe the ball got stolen away, whatever that was. And Polinchak herself made like 8 points off of those layups. And so, I mean, if one part of basketball is making the gimme, if it's a gimme shot, make it. If you're going to miss those, that's not, you know, if you got, the higher the shot percentage, you got to make those. So honestly, probably the reason why Butternut's in the lead is that every time they've had a free opportunity, a layup underneath the hoop, they've probably made about 80% of them. They've had quite a few attempts. So they have been taking a lot of perimeter shots, like a lot. And I'd say their shooting's been okay for Butternut from the three. The danger by Millen is, you know, you've set up your defense in a way that you're allowing for them to get open three-point looks. And if they don't make them, you know, sweet, right? You have a higher chance to rebound because one of their shooters is far away from the hoop. And because there's also other shooters out there because they're passing the ball on the perimeter, you have a higher likelihood of rebounding underneath the hoop. But the thing is, Butternut has been just great at offensive rebounds tonight. And they've been able to get 2 to 3 three-point opportunities per possession, and that cannot happen. If you're going to let them shoot a three, only give them one chance, because the difference between a three-pointer made on a possession where you took one shot versus three shots is zero. One three-pointer per possession is the same as if you took it one time or four times, right? It's like once you make the shot, it switches possession. So you should absolutely limit the amount of three-pointers you give the other team. So Millen, they may need to kind of give up a couple looks on the inside paint if it means restricting how many open looks they have in the perimeter. That's my thoughts for halftime show for Forward Bank. I'm excited to bring you guys the second half, which will resume in a little over 2 minutes. The score is 23-24 with Millen in the deficit, Butternut in the lead. Don't go anywhere. When we come back in 2 minutes, it will be the second half.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental.com. They will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. The team at Woodruff Appliance and TV will help you score big on their full lineup of General Electric appliances, from their GE Cafe slide-in front control range in gas and electric to the GE freestanding electric, the GE freestanding convection range, and the built-in cooktops, and so much more. Your local GE Appliance team experts are ready to help you find the right features to fit your everyday needs. Woodruff Appliance and TV, family owned since 1939. Highway 47 in Woodruff, Wisconsin.
Welcome back. This is 103.1 Jack FM. And I'm Stephen Jellin bringing you the game between Maryland Granite Diggers hosting the Butternut Midgets. The second half is now underway. 18 minutes left in this game. Maryland has the ball, and they are behind 23-24. Almost an intercepted pass to start off the half, but it went off of Ivy's hands for Butternut, and Mellon retained possession of the ball. All pass into Peters, looking for an opportunity, can't find it, passes it back outside, then inside to number 12, Kaylee Erickson, back out to Peters, and then gives an open look for Majeski, who misses, and we have a defensive rebound. Fast transition offense made by Butternut. Pass inside, looking to get by Wheelie. Can't do it. But the ball got like dribbled weird, and it went off of Mellon's foot. And now it is Butternut ball passing underneath the feet. All right. Passing outside, then back inside. Then inside again. Gets absolutely denied by the center. But they're able to get it into the paint, and the ball drops. What a weird-looking layup. It kind of got thrown up almost backwards, and she got fouled while she did it. So not only did the ball go in, we have a three-point opportunity for Kendra Pritzel. Score is now 26-23, free throw, up and in, 27-23. What a way to open up a half. Layup with a foul for a three-point opportunity. Here we go. Peters got the ball. Pass it over to Majeski. Looking over to Peters for a three-point opportunity from the corner, and it went off the rim. Good look. All right, good offensive rebound made by Stricter. Gets double-teamed and packed inside the melee. Loses the ball, but Mellon keeps possession. Peters got the ball. She's looking. Gets it over for an open look for number 12, Erickson, who misses. And we have a defensive rebound made by Lauren Sales. Spun out the ball. Looking. All right. Good steal attempt by Mellon. And now the ball. Peters passes over. Ball is up. Shot and made by Jordan Majeski. Three-point made, 26-27. The game remains close. Pass inside of Butternut for number 23. Kendra Pritzel makes the layup immediately, and now it's 29-26. Butternut's looking to keep the speed and the pace of the game up, and Mellon looks to be trying to slow it down. Excuse me. Pass inside. And almost intercepted pass made by Polinchak, and now carries it in the 2-versus-2. Nice little Euro step, misses the layup, and then Peters gets a defensive rebound. Almost had enough, didn't have enough height on the layup there. Ooh, she... Are they going to call an offensive foul there? Let's see. What are they going to call? They're calling a defensive foul on Butternut. But she tried to take a charge. And you need to stand still when you take a charge. You can't lean into it or a different direction. So she moved. So Mellon retains possession. Ball's passed over to number 10, who then makes it again. Jordan Majeski's getting hot. That was two threes in a row, 29 all. There we go. Majeski's made two threes in a row. Man, feed the hand that's feeding you, you know? All right. Ball gets over to Caitlin for a three-point opportunity. She misses. Mealy gets the rebound, and now Mellon has the ball. Peters, you're the point guard. Look for Majeski. She's open on the left. She's hot. Takes a shot. She decides not to. Carries it up to the top of the key. And she gets the ball again. Open look in the different corner. And, oh, that three just short. Butternut has the ball. Polinchek carries it. Almost intercepted pass. Kalen gets possession of it and then makes the layup on the fast break, 31-29. I agree with Majeski taking a third three shot in a row, by the way. Make two in a row, trying to make a three. Absolutely. Didn't drop, but absolutely look for it. Ooh. Peters, the point guard for Mellon, misread. I don't know who the mistake was, but she looked to pass right, and it would have been Jokinen. While she was about to receive the pass, she charged the hoop, so the pass went wide. So now it is. Butternut ball. All right. Good passing, creating an open opportunity for number two, Lizzie Crystal. Misses, and that went out of bounds on Mellon. So now it's Butternut ball as they get this inbound pass at 3-point line. All right. Ball's inside. Nice little floater pass and handoff underneath. Ball is blocked, but then it goes back to the Butternut. They do nice passing. Trying to get by the center of Mellon. Can't do it. And why not? She's a wall. She absolutely cannot be stopped right now in the paint defensively. Okay, here we go. Pass over to number five for Mellon. Brooke Newman says it's my turn to take three-pointer. She makes it. Pushes the team into the lead, 32-31. Nice shooting. They're 3-for-4 to open up the half, a three-point line. Butternut going hard. Trying to go underneath the paint for a layup, waiting for the call. Calling a foul on Mealy in the paint. Shooting foul. So that means... Oh, wait, let's see. Waiting for the ref to finish up the call here. It is not a shooting foul, so no free throws right here. Butternut will retain possession of the ball, and they will be able to pass in the ball underneath. Mealy comes up the court for substitution. All right. Long pass to Caitlin at the top of the key. It's to Isabella, back to Caitlin. Looking over to number two, that'd be Pritzel. Caitlin passes it all the way over the head of her teammate. Isabella couldn't get her hands in play on that ball, but if she did, she would have an open shot for the pass, but that's good defense. They could, that pass had to be high, otherwise it would have gotten intercepted. All right. Mellon has the ball and the lead, 32-31 with 13 minutes and 30 seconds for the second half. She's got the ball double-teamed right now. Peters gets it to the free throw line, then over to number 23, Jokinen, who then passes it all the way back out to Newman, who then makes a long two. It was not a three-pointer, just a two, but it was a long one. Good shot from the corner there, 34-31. Mellon's in the lead. Whoa, blocked pass. Peter has it. It's a one-versus-one opportunity. She goes for the layup, and it is not in. A little too hard. All right. Butternut's turn. Now she's free. Number 23 goes for the layup. No one on her. That is Kendra Crystal pushing the score back within one. Mellon in the lead, 34-33 now. All right. Mellon has the ball. Pass over into the corner. Three-point attempt. Oh, the ball goes in and out. Majeski had a great look. Good shot, but it just didn't drop. Ball's on the floor. Steal. Mellon has the ball again. 12 minutes and 30 seconds left in the game. Both crowds are into it today. The game is within 1 point. Feels like it has been the entire game. And we have a timeout called by Mellon. Woo! Game's getting a little fast. Game's getting really, this is really fun. I'm loving the crowd interaction on both sides. We're going to take a one-minute ad break as this timeout plays out. Don't go anywhere.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to the game. Mellon just passed the ball in, and the great ball movement gets it to their freshman, Newman, once again for the three-point opportunity, and it just misses. She's got a beautiful shot. This freshman, not afraid of taking shots either, which is great. Butter has the ball. Isabel's got it in the corner. Is able to pass the ball inside to Caitlin. Good matchup on the inside. Layup, and now they have traded leads again. I think we've had seven lead changes this game. That's how competitive it's been. Caitlin, great layup, 35-34. 12 minutes just happened until the game is over. Peters has got the ball for Mellon. At the top, looking. Passes over to Jumpman, who then looks. Newman decides to keep it. Tries to dribble past. And let's see here. They called. Trying to see right here. I think they called a travel. All right. No, they called a foul on Butternut. So Mellon keeps possession of the ball. It's almost intercepted. Ball goes out of bounds once again, and it will stay Mellon's possession. It went off the hand of Isabel for Butternut. 11 minutes, 34 seconds in this game left. 34-35. Butternut in the lead. Mellon pass in. Erickson has the ball. She passes, and there was a whistle blown. Foul on Isabel is going to reach in, but Mellon will retain possession of the ball. There's quite a few fouls on this possession, too, and the last thing you need when the game is this close is to be in foul trouble as a team. Right now, that pushes their team fouls to 3. Okay. Peters has got the ball. Tough defense. Gets it to Mealy in the paint. Triple teamed. Open look. Oh, decides to keep it. Pass it around. Ooh! We have another whistle. We have another foul on Isabel on a reach-in, it looks like. Basically, what happened is that when 13 tried to run to a different lane, she was held when she went to go do that. So Mellon will retain possession. Isabel's got to take a moment, cool herself down. She's now committed 2 of the last 3 fouls on this possession. All right. Amelia's got the ball on the outside. Passes it to number 4. It'll be Stricker, who gets it to Peters, who takes the 3 off the rim. And then we have a defensive rebound by Polinchek, who then carries it for an opportunity. Gets to Caitlin on the layup opportunity very quick. And she gets her own rebound. Ball finds its way out to number 23, Frizzle, for a 3. Misses it. And then we get a foul called on Foul called. They're calling a shooting foul. And so with that, Willow Esburner will get 2 free throws. First free throw is in. 36-34. Butternut pushes the lead just a little bit further. Second free throw. Substitution's coming in. All right, here we go. Esburner. Second free throw in. The lead is now 3 points, 37-34. Oh, now they're taking away that second free throw. It's no good. They committed a foul. They moved too fast. And so with that, the score will then be pushed back down to 36-34 with 10 minutes, 50 seconds left in this game. Pass from Majeski to Stricker. was a little high. Now Butternut will get the ball because it bounced. Olmczyk will pass in to Pitzel here in a moment once the refs give the whistle. There it is. All right, Olmczyk has it. All right, Butternut has the ball. The good ball movement, trying to get out underneath. Gets the ball to Pritzel. But it gets stolen, and now Peters has the ball in Mellon. Ball gets, makes its way to Majeski. Back to Peters, then to Mealy. Then to Majeski. Fakes a three, gets it to Peters off a nice pump fake, and she has an open look, and she misses it. Oh! And that's going to be a foul on Peters, but that was a great, I love the effort there to try to get her own rebound off of the three-point attempt. All right, substitution's coming in. Scores 36-34. Butternut in the lead over Mellon. 10 minutes and 17 seconds left in this game. Okay. Kalen has the ball. Dribbling up the court. Passes it over. Puts it underneath to Pritzel. Then over to Olmczyk. Almost gets it stolen, but she retains possession of the ball. Passes it to Kalen on top of the key. Open three. Misses. And we have a defensive rebound by Majeski. And while she was on the ground, she got called for traveling. So now it is Butternut ball. Pass inside. Somehow Pritzel gets it. And now here we go. Butternut retains possession. 22 goes in for the layup. Nice shot by Shalinski for the 2 points there. 38-34. Timeout taken by Mellon. The score is 38-34. Butternut in the lead. 9 minutes and 47 seconds left in this game. We're going to take a 1 minute ad break. Don't go anywhere.
Heckman Auction. Heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah, boys! Download the Heckman Auction app on your iOS or Android device and get to bidding right now. We have new things coming on every single week, even up to real estate. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah!
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back to the game. Mellon was able to come down the court, get the ball to Mealy in the paint, and what do you think she did? She made the layup. Scores 36-38, and then now Butternut has the ball. They just made a fast break to try to get it. And they're all underneath the paint right now, and that's Mealy's domain. Couldn't make it. That's two shot attempt misses underneath. And now they're trying again. Pistol tries to go in, and they're going to call shooting foul on Mealy underneath. So now Pritzel, Kendra Pritzel specifically, there's two Pritzels on this roster, Lizzie Pritzel and Kendra Pritzel. Kendra will have two shot opportunity on the shooting foul. Scores 36-38, Butternut in the lead, but here we go. Two free throws. First one is a no-go. No make. 38-36 remains the score. 9 minutes and 3 seconds left in this game. Second shot. Here we go. Kendra. Up and... no, no good. All right, Ken Butternut... nope. Mellon gets the rebound here. They're passing it up the court. Stricker has the ball. Intercepted by Polinchek. Great basketball IQ to see that. She makes the layup there, pushing the score 40-36. She's made maybe 10 points tonight on a turnover layup. All right. Butternut is forcing the issue right now. And another steal by Polinchek, going for 12 points, and she misses that one, though. There we go. Mellon just got a gift. Long pass. They have the opportunity for a layup now. There we go. And we have an open look. She decides not to take it. But Jesse has the ball now. Slowing it down. Down four. Number three is an opportunity. 4-3 off the rim. Good offensive rebound. It'll be Amaya Hartley had a great three-point attempt. Missed it. It'll be an offensive rebound, and then she got offensive rebound by, I believe it was 23, which would be Jokinen, who got fouled before she took the shot. So it's not a shooting foul, just a regular foul. So now Mellon gets to do their substitution, same with Butternut, and now they're going to pass it. Erickson will have the ball. All right, here we go. Erickson's got the ball. Starts to play. Gets the pass in. Over to Peters. Trying to dribble by her defender. Double team. Gets it over. The open look. Gets it over to 10. Dodges her defenders. Open look over to number 3. Decides not to take it. Almost stolen by Polinchek. Peters keeps it. Gets the open look. And it's in and out. What a great shot attempt. And it just wouldn't drop. Man, Majeski's getting these wide open looks in the corner. And she was able to drop a few early, but they are just, I'm not kidding when I say in and out. It like goes in the rim and it just spins. Then it comes out. So it's like, man, you just wish gravity was a little bit stronger there to get that to drop. Whew. Okay. The ball went to the ground after that. It was called a jump ball. Butternut has possession now. They're up 40-36 with 7 minutes and 44 seconds left in this game. They're able to do a nice little series of boom, boom pass underneath. Gets the ball to Kendra Pritzel underneath, and she makes the layup. It's now 42-36. Nice dribbling by Peters. Beats the double team. Takes the 12-foot jumper. Misses, though. And now they have to quickly run a defense. That was really good ball handling skills there by Peters. Misses. And then as they go for the layup, they're going to call for a shooting foul. So now, Butternut has a two-shot opportunity free throws here for Polinchek. Here we go. First free throw. Going up, and it's in. 43-36. Refs calling for substitutions. And Shawinski is now in. Ball is up. Ball is in, 44-36. Mellon's going to need to figure out a way to staunch the bleeding here. Butternut is doing their full court press right now, trying to do a little reach and foul there. There we go. Pass in, pass around, looks over to number 3. Hartley gets it over to then 23. Jokinen, who makes a bad pass. Polinchek gets the steal, and she makes the layup. And now it's 46-36. Mellon is calling a timeout. And wow, Butternut has absolutely blown open this game. What has been close this entire time is now a 10-point deficit for the home team. Wow, 7 minutes remain in this game. We're going to take a 30-second ad break. Don't go anywhere.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the game. Timeout is just about to finish and we're going to resume play. 7 minutes and 1 second remain in this game. And what has been remained as a really close contest has been blown open by Butternut right now. They are now in a 10-point lead that kind of came out of nowhere. A couple of turnovers in a row. Polinchek makes a couple layups, a couple shooting fouls, and next thing you know, we have a 10-point deficit. Mellon looking to change it up. Peters gets an open three attempt off the rim and barely misses. Just waiting for these to drop. They're getting great shot looks. They're just not dropping. All right. Pass underneath the Pritzel. Makes the layup. 48-36. All right, Mellon's got the ball. Peters carrying it up the court. Looking to get by Isabel. Can she do it? Passes it inside to number 12. Back out to Peters. Then over to Majeski. Open look for a three. And it's off the rim again. Just can't get him to drop. Mellon's decided they're going to live and die by the three. And if they can just, they got 6 minutes. There's plenty more shot attempts to come. They just need to get hot to get back in this game. Butternut needs to focus on making good shot attempts and keep pushing this over and over. Isabel gets a shot attempt for a very long two-pointer, misses, and now Mellon has the ball. All right. Carrying up the court. Passes it inside. Gets it to her girl, number 23, misses the layup attempt. That would be Jokinen had an opportunity. Fast break opportunity for Polinchek on the other side, and she made her layup. I think that's now 14 points for Polinchek off of fast break layups only. Score is 50-36. Inside pass to number 12. Misses her layup. That would be Erickson misses her layup. And now Polinchek on the 1-3 decides to opt out of going for that one. Sets up her offense, and now they begin passing the ball around. All right, Polinchek has it. Passes it over to Schwinski. Then over to Isabel. Back to Schwinski. Inside to Paul. Off of a couple heads there. Now Peters has it. And as she's trying to rip the ball away, it slips out of her hand. It goes right back to Butternut. Polinchek decides, I'm going to take a three-point attempt. Misses it, though. And now we're going to have a potential jump ball. Nope. 22 has it. And they're going to call a shooting foul as a hand went up and blocked her when she went for a layup there. So that would be number 22. Schwinski got fouled, and now she has a two-point, two free throws coming up. Here we go. And with that, Mellon is now in foul trouble as a team. So Butternut can now play a little bit more aggressive underneath the hoop and start stacking free throws, even if it's not a shooting foul. Three-player substitution on the side of Mellon. Mealy back out there. Butternut's done a good job of shutting down Mealy in the second half, who I thought would be a big part of this game plan. And so I know Butternut also thought the same thing. They've been doubling her pretty much the entire time. This free throw, the second one, goes in. Now it's 51-36. I had to remind you, this game was 36 all. Not too long ago, but not, 4 minutes ago. So, Mellon, here we go. Looking to get some points on the board. Peters got the ball. Now, you got 5 minutes, but you're going to have to play a little bit faster than walking the ball up the court to try to bring this back. All right. Peters looking to get to Camellia underneath. Dribbles. Keeps her plant foot. Goes to the layup. She makes it. 38-51. All right. Timeout call by Butternut. The score is 51-38. Butternut in the lead with 4 minutes and 39 seconds left in this game. We're going to take a one-minute ad break.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back to the game. Action has resumed. 4 minutes and 20 seconds left in this game. Butternut has the ball. Blocked by Mealy, but Butternut keeps possession. Caitlin gets the ball over to Bowski. And then she has, Ivy gets it over. Here we go. Passes it in to number 24, Sale. Gets it over. Now Caitlin has it. Back to Bowski. Then over to Polinchek. Dodges the defender. She's able to wiggle by everybody. And then we have a, that would be a foul. I believe they're going to call that a number 34. Yep. On a push there. And so Butternut's going to keep possession of the ball. Three minutes and 49 seconds left in this game. Butternut leads 51-38. We're just waiting for the refs to give word to start this game back up. All right. 23 is going to have a free throw attempt off that foul because Millen's in foul trouble. Bristol, up and in, 52-38. Isabel comes in. And Popowski comes out. Second free throw for Kendra. Here we go. Shot is up. Shot is short. All right. Mellon gets to have the ball. They're down 14 with 3 minutes and 49 seconds left in this game. Butternut just has to play clean. Possession post basketball and bleed time off the clock. Mellon makes the correct choice here and starts blast on the court at an incredible speed. And they just call the foul on Butternut as they were making the pass. So Mellon gets a chance to pass the ball in underneath the hoop. Ball gets passed in. Jokinen has it right now. She's looking. Intercepted by Polinchak. Feel like I've said that the most this game so far. Gets it over. Possession basketball. Steal by Peters. Great defense. There's still time in this game for a comeback. That's what's all awesome about basketball. Number four, I believe that was number four. Yep, that was number four. Stricker had a chance for a long two-point. Took it, missed it, and now Butternut has the ball. Polinchak made the correct decision to slow it down. And we're having a timeout called by, I believe it was Butternut. 3 minutes and 7 seconds remain in this half. The score is 52-38. Butternut in the lead. Ooh, intense game so far. We're going to take a 30-second ad break before we finish off this game. Don't go anywhere.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Welcome back to the game. Timeout is almost finished. So if you're just joining us, it's 3 minutes and 7 seconds left in this game. Butternut is visiting the Mellon Granite Diggers right now, and they are in the lead 52-38. 14-point deficit. We've had a couple deficits this game in both sides, where Mellon came out hot, and then Butternut came back, got a pretty big lead, and then Mellon got hot, they came back, took the lead. So we've had some ebbs and flows of this game, and right now Mellon needs to figure out if they can just start making baskets to put this in. All right. Looking to double-team offense. Mellon's going to make some opportunities happen. Polinchak gets an opportunity down in the lane. Can't get it. And now Peters has a one-versus-two opportunity. Euro steps past it, and it drops. There we go. 40-52. And you can hear the crowd behind me here. They're getting into it. That was a great attempt by Peters there. Kaylin has it for Butternut. Drives right by her defender. Makes the layup to make it 54-40. Great response by Butternut. Every second that bleeds off this is in their favor right now. Bad pass, but Majeski recovers off of it. She has the ball. It's a reach and foul by Bristol. No need to do that. You're in the lead 14 points. The last thing you want to do is push this into foul trouble, which they are now in. And so with that, we're going to have some free throw attempts for Majeski. Leonard holds all the cards here. So you start making free throws, start getting the defense, breakaways, right? Start chipping away at this lead, make this a game. First free throw, he's a miss. And now Butternut has the ball. Good rebound by Lauren Sales. Gets the ball to Palaszczuk and sends it up. Gets it to Sales. Back inside of Palaszczuk. Tries to make something, and he gets intercepted. So now Mellon has the ball. Peters has got it. She's carrying the ball. Gets it over to Majewski for an open or a contested three, and it just a tad short. So now Butternut has the ball. Majewski's had a pretty good three. I think she's been shooting about, 30% from the field, which is to be expected for a three-point line. And Palaszczuk gets the ball, breaks away from her defender, beats the reach-in, and gets the layup. It is now 56-40. All right. Majewski has it, passes it inside. Able to, almost had possession of the ball. 23, he'd be joking, and almost was able to keep it, but it popped out. They're going to call it out on Butternut as they attempted to steal it. So Mellon keeps possession, pass inside, gets it to number 5, Newman, who takes a three-point opportunity and misses. Palaszczuk now has a one-on-one opportunity, hops away from it, gets it to a teammate, goes up for the layup, and that will be a Lindsay Crystal with the 2 points, 58-40 with 1 minute, 15 seconds left. All right. Mellon's got the ball. Peters looking. Long pass to Newman. Takes the shot and off of the rim. Oh, no good. Newman's been setting herself up great tonight for three-point looks. She's just only been able to get a few to drop. So now it's Butternut ball. Palaszczuk backing up. Just wasting time. Getting the game to end here. 45 seconds left with an 18-point lead. So they're just passing the ball around. Caitlin has it. Passes inside. Gets it off of the foot of Mellon, and it's not a foul when the ball goes up the foot like that, but depending on how the angle and stuff, sometimes they'll call it kicking. So it just goes to the possession of the other team. So Butternut keeps possession of the ball. They're gonna get it passed in to number 14. That'd be Wartgall, who misses, and now they get the offensive rebound, make it, pushing the score to 20, which is about 60-40. 24 seconds left. Ball passing around for Mellon, looking for the shot opportunity. Newman takes a contested two-pointer, and now it is Butternut ball. They're just going to dribble it at half court with 10 seconds left in this game, allowing it to end. Good contest. And with that, we have our winner decided. And Butternut walks into Mellon's court and wins 60-40. What a game. What a game. Girls line up, shake hands, good sportsmanship there. And I have been nothing but impressed from not only the quality product that came on the court tonight, but both we had good traveling from Butternut team, and then the Mellon team had a great crowd as well. I got to sit amongst them. It was fun to listen to them be passionate about the game. So, Forward Bank post-game show. I'm going to take a few minutes to talk about what we watched tonight. The first half was obviously closer than the second half, as the score was 23-24 at the end of the first half. And Butternut, honestly, the score stayed so close until about, I would say, about 8.5 minutes in the game. Where you literally was like, hey, this is anybody's game. This is anybody's game. And it just, it was a string of possessions where Palaszczuk would get a steal, an intercepted pass, or it was just kind of like those two things. And she did like four possessions in a row and came away with 6 points. Just like boom, 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 boom. It just was like bop, 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 bop. Get punched, boom, 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 and get it. It felt like a bat breaker because, from Mellon's perspective, you've been playing great. You got beat by 40 the last time you guys fought, and you were down by one, and you've had the lead a couple times. So it's like you had an opportunity to win the game, and then you just kind of gave it away real quick. Boom, 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 and it just seemed like from there, Butternut got confident. They got, it just seemed like they were like, a time to just run this score up, and they did. And Mellon just wasn't able to recover. Well, that was a great game tonight. Really competitive. First half was a blast. Second half got explosive for one team. And we have our winners. Butternut walks away with a win, 60-40. My name is Steve Jeller for 103.1 Jack FM. I'll be signing off tonight. I hope everyone has a great night. Stay warm, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye.
AM WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers. From design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service, they have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Did you inherit a house and a barn and a garage full? We can help. Are your parents or loved ones transitioning and or downsizing? We can help. Heckman Auction has been serving the area and region since 2006. We sell everything from automobiles, tractors, equipment, furniture, collectibles, antiques, and housewares. We can help you with your loved ones transitioning, your collections, or your downsizing. We can also help with your business downsizing or closing. Our secret? It's our team of dedicated people. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Playing what we want.